Just give her a clap as she comes. That's a real privilege and honor to have you in. I got in contact with Ruth through Wendy Mann and some of the guys up at King's Arms. And it's really interesting when you meet someone for the first time and you just begin to pick up a flavor of who they are. And just after chatting with Ruth for, you know, no more than 5 minutes, I can just tell that you're a real pioneer, that you love to pursue exploits in the Lord. And it's just a real honor to have you with us. And I just want to thank you for giving up your Sunday morning and bringing your beautiful daughter with us and, you know, leaving your husband and your other children at home. It's a great sacrifice. So what I've asked Ruth to do is just to explain to us what this TSM course is and what the Lord has been doing. So I've just got a series of questions, and she's just going to take her time. And, you know, let's just posture ourselves to receive and see if God's saying, you need to go and do this. Okay, so the first thing I'd like you to just share with us, Ruth, is can you describe to us what TSM is and how it works? Because many of us don't really know.
Okay, thank you for having me. It is an honour to be here as well. I just really enjoyed myself this morning. It's a great church family that you're in, really is. TSM, School Training for Supernatural Ministries. And I honestly, that name, I thought I was going to be training to become a wizard or something crazy. I was like, and especially when I'm saying to my friends who aren't believers, I'm saying, you know, they're like, what's your course? And I'm a bit worried about saying what it is because, it lends itself to that. But what it is, very simply put, learning who God is and learning who I am, who you are, and not just here, but here, really understanding who your Father is and who you are. And everything flows out of that. Yeah, everything flows out of that.
Great. So could you explain to us, I know they do different things on different evenings, so can you explain to us what a teaching evening looks like?
Okay, so they vary. The teaching evenings are incredible. So you have the team from King's Arms teaching. So Wendy Mann leads it. She does some teaching. Some of the team that run it, they do some teaching. Some of the elders from King's Arms come in and they do some incredible biblical teaching. There's slots for testimonies quite a lot of weeks, which are some of my favourite parts of it. I'll come on to that. There is worship. There are times when you can, call it activation or walking through fear. So you get brave together, but you do it together and you champion each other on. So to practice before you go out on the streets. And you have these small groups, they call them courage groups, where there's some accountability. Often you'll go into those, not every week. It switches up to keep it interesting. But you really build relationships with people that are very different. So in my group, I had a lady who was in her 78, and then just people from different walks of life to me.
Great. So personally, you've been doing TSM for its 9-month course. It's term time only on a Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is now. Yeah. I was on a Tuesday, but it's Thursday.
So how did TSM over these 9 months personally sort of impact you?
Well, like I said earlier, the one of the things, most weeks you get people coming up and give testimonies, and you get testimonies of God's kingdom breaking out, and they are incredible. But some of the personal breakthroughs for people have just been some of the biggest things. So for me, in bullet points, and then just to explain a bit quicker, expand on really, I've grown in intimacy with Jesus. I've grown in my identity of who I am. I've grown in courage. I felt the need to perform has just gone off me, in boldness. I mean, the fact that I'm here just speaking to you, I would never have done that 9 months ago, never. I'd have been so, you know, worried. And now I'm just really excited to be able to communicate to you all about how good it is. So intimacy, I mean, I've known Jesus my whole life from a small child. I can't remember not knowing Jesus. I used to struggle with that sometimes as a testimony because it wasn't like dramatic, but I remember in the car just knowing God's embrace. And through my life, it's peaked and troughed in terms of intimacy with God and different conferences and getting those highs and the coming away. And there's a lot about persevering in our lives. But on this, the intimacy with the Father has just gone to new levels, and It's enabled everything that I do. Like, I'm sure all of you, I mean, my life was positioned to kind of for God. But I would describe it as this. I would say that I've always been open to God using me. Now I'm hungry. I've always been open to, like, okay, God, if you need to use me in a situation, show me. And now I'm just, really, really hungry. Some of the evenings, there's like moments of breakthrough. So for me personally, there was a time when I'd just realized that almost I had like a mouth guard on, that I couldn't speak, that my opinion, I was worried about sharing my opinion with people just through, you know, messages you absorb growing up, really, and that kind of thing. And just this moment where I felt God break that down, and that I have a voice to use it for him, to be really brave and performance again, you know, feeling, oh no, I don't perform. And just God gently, very gently, just showing me ways that I was, you know, trying to perform to earn approval. And because of, you know, understanding that I've got it all, it's all about God anyway, there's no need for that, and just more release in that area.
Fantastic. So beginning to share sort of some of the personal impact. So what does that sort of inward journey kind of look like when it's come out of you? So how have you sort of been sharing sort of kingdom values and kingdom principles sort of once you've left TSM? So what's it look like? So Ruth comes from Bermondsey, South London, so it's obviously making a big commitment to travel up to Bedford weekly. So what does it look like? Sort of, you've done an inward journey in the teaching, but what's it kind of look like, you know, Monday to Saturday?
Yeah. So basically all the inward stuff, a lot of the stories about the inward stuff, but then everything flows out of that. So once you know who your God, who your Father is, and once you know who you are, all the pressure's off. And all the, so you can just be yourself, and it's about loving others. So again, I'd be quite positioned in my life, and I'd had created networks, and I was talking to people, but I just felt, oh, I can't do things. What will people think of me? Or it's a bit crazy. But I can give you three brief stories. One was a very simple one. I was in Starbucks with I've got four children. My two youngest aren't in school, and they were behaving this time. They're not always, but they were. And this old lady, she was quite grumpy, and she came in and she was kind of tutting, and she was a bit worried, I think, that one of my sons was going to run out the door. He wasn't. But I just, instead of getting annoyed by this, I just thought, that lady, she just needs some joy in her life. So I was quite near a Tesco's. I thought, well, I don't know if she's going to be there when I go back. But I bought her a bunch of daffodils. Again, it didn't break the bank. When I went back, she was still there. So I bent down and I said, I just would love to give you these. She said, why would you do that? And I said, oh, I just want to, you know, do something nice for you and say have a lovely weekend, and I hope I'll see you around. And it just switched the situation from being something that was kind of very sort of negative to bringing God's kingdom. I think learning that God's kingdom, like you were saying earlier, Dave, is generosity. Yeah. It's not just, I thought salvation, 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 and it is salvation, and it is deliverance, and it is freedom, and it is joy, and it is generosity, and it is peace. And we all carry, if we've got the Spirit in our hearts, we carry that with us. And you can just release bits of it. And sometimes you don't even have to say, oh no, God loves you. You don't have to shoehorn Jesus in, because he can look after himself. You know, he will defend his own name. But so that was a very simple thing. There was another example I've got. So I've got four children. My third child didn't get into the school that my other two children are in. And we were kind of a bit prepared for this to be happening because of school places and where we live. And God had really spoken to us, and we'd found another school that we were very happy with. And the head teacher made himself available for appointments for disappointed parents to talk about appeal processes. So I said to my husband, should we just book an appointment and go in and thank him and honour him and ask if we can pray for him? So we booked an appointment. We went in. He had all the appeal papers out, and I looked at him in the eyes and I said, I just want to thank you and honour you, for this school is incredible. I said, it's taught my children so well, and you've been nothing but straightforward with us about, you know, the process. And I was praying for you last night and reminded that you are the man for the job to lead this school. And I was wondering if you'd let me pray for you. He said, no one has ever done that for me before. He said, no one has ever offered that. And we did a bit of small talk because he seemed a bit awkward. But I felt confident. Again, this wouldn't have happened. But I just felt, looked at him, I said, would it be okay if I pray for you now? And I just prayed my best blessing prayer on him and his family, on unity in the school, that the right families would win the appeal. We weren't going to appeal. And he was very emotional. And it just was, again, it was fun to bring God's kingdom in, to switch that situation when he was expecting conflict and tension. And you just brought God's peace in and God's joy in and God's blessing in and God's generosity in. And then, and from that, so I shared that on the course on one of the, actually on a Facebook page, as a private Facebook page. And this other mum in Bournemouth, so people travel from Bournemouth, I mean, it's mad. This other mum from Bournemouth was meeting with another mum and they pray for their school. And she said, well, this student went in to pray for our head. Why don't we book an appointment with our head teacher and see if what we pray anyway? So they booked an appointment, went in to see the head. Thought again, he thought they were going to complain. They said to him, we pray for this school. Is there anything particular we can pray for? And he just really opened up his heart about things that he was going through. So then they were a bit cheeky, so they pushed it a bit more. And then they said, oh, well, you know, there's a school newsletter. Would you be able to put that in the school newsletter that we meet monthly to pray if people want to join us? He said, yes, of course, we could do that. Then they pushed it a bit further. They said, well, would we be able to meet at the school to pray? He said, yes, come in the staff room once a month. So it's God's kingdom. I'm saying that not to kind of puff anything that I've done up at all. It's catching, and people get ideas, and God's kingdom is to kind of go in and just to be that bit more positioned to, okay, what does God want to happen here? And a final very quick one is, I've had a good friend that I've known for about 18 years. I was a university housemate with me, and she came to London for 3 hours. She lives near Wales to just for lunch, which was very nice. And she wanted to know all about what I've been doing, so I was able to tell her lots of specific stories. She was fascinated. She's not a believer. And then I was telling her, which I'll go on to, some of the kind of spiritual reading things I've been doing through the TSM course. And I said, and actually, before you came, I was praying and asking God what he wanted to say to you, and I just felt he said this. And it was the most natural, easy thing to just tell her what I felt God say to her, essentially prophesy over her without it being all religious and heavy. And she was moved and touched, and it was so exciting. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing stories. So over the, it's quite a long course, so sort of leading up to the course and while you're on the course, are there any sort of personal challenges that you faced while doing TSM, and how did you overcome, or how are you winning those battles now?
Okay, so originally, my husband found out about the course. He said, Ruth, I think you should do this. Amazingly, like, we've got 4 children, very young, well, 8, they're now 8, 6, 4, and 2. At the time, they were 2, 3, 6, and 7. And he also asked his manager if he could come home early on the day that I needed to go so I could leave at 4:30. So that was a challenge, but he was already in my corner, so that was amazing. But he has said over and over and over again how much it's impacted our family, our church, our all kinds of things. The challenge is, before I went on it, like, apart from the weird name, I was a bit worried about kind of some of the slightly wacky things they might be doing. So I remember in the interview them asking me, sometimes they wave flags, how do you feel about that? And I felt like, my response afterwards, I didn't kind of mean it to come out like this, but I said, well, as long as nothing illegal, I'll give anything a go. I don't know if I quite meant that, but so there was a bit of flag waving going on, but there was a bit of all the kind of crazy, some of the unusual things that I thought might happen that intimidated me, to be honest. Before that, I always felt a bit overlooked as well. I thought that I knew that there'd be, the Holy Spirit would be around, and there would be people that experience him in a very physical way, and I'd never experienced the Holy Spirit in a physical way like that before. I thought, I'm just going to be having to deal with that again, you know, my feeling of feeling overlooked. But practically, we have outreach days, which actually have become some of my best parts of the whole course. But you go out on the streets, and that filled me with fear because I was afraid of offending people. And what they teach you is they take all the pressure off, and they teach you just to love people. So like that story of buying somebody a cup of coffee, or just loving someone. So there's there's different teams that go out. There's one that's kind of literally going out to do kind of, it's called Love Stains, going out to kind of bless people practically with gloves when it's cold. And there's creative things going on, people drawing, people taking photographs. There's I was actually on a prophetic team, which scared me to death. The first time I went out, I was so worried. I thought, I'm never going to do this. It was a spiritual readings tent. So they put a spiritual readings sign up, a gazebo in the middle of Bedford, and you had to stand there, and then people would come up for a spiritual reading. And I remember thinking, this is exactly what I don't want to be doing. What on earth have I, what am I, I'm never coming back. This is it, I'm done. But it was exhilarating. I've just realised I'm made to adventure. I'm made to take risks, and it was just such a fun way of doing it. People come up, you encourage them, you speak affirmation to them, acceptance to them, biblical truths to them. Sometimes you hear what God says to them, and you can speak that. But it's not about being accurate. It's about loving them, making them go away feeling that they're more loved, and they've experienced the kindness of Jesus. So the thing that shocked me was people were queuing up for these prophetic, prophecy, but if you, spiritual readings, they were queuing up to hear good things about themselves. I was staggered. I was absolutely staggered. I got the privilege of actually being with somebody in a pair, speaking over a mother and daughter, and we got to lead the daughter to know Jesus. Some of the challenges are, to be absolutely authentic and honest with you, there's one evening, and again, I was dreading this, where they set it up where you have to speak out the lies, renounce the lies, and speak truth into it. And I knew that would be quite difficult, and there's a lot of snot and tears and a lot going on then. But they create such a safe environment that everybody's doing it, so actually it's okay. And we celebrate obedience, not accuracy, not some glamorous, amazing thing. You just celebrate what God would celebrate, the applause of God for being obedient.
Great. And last question, if you could say one thing to anyone who's interested in the course, what would you say?
I would say go for it. I would say, I think I said to, is it Cass? Cass. I think I'd say that other than kind of getting married and growing a baby, four babies for 9 months, it's the best 9 months investment I've made. Because you don't need to go and do this course. Like, this course isn't in itself the answer. Of course, like, we can come up with all these big things that we think are the answer, and the Holy Spirit is everywhere, but it is a very good vehicle that you can really get to know who your Father is, and really get to know the truth about who you are and who He created you to be. And just to add to that, I would say, don't dismiss yourself for age, gender, for reasons that you might discount yourself. You've been a Christian too long, you haven't been a Christian long enough, that you're not brave, that because just taking that step, everything will kind of flow from that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm going to just pray for Ruth, and then Duncan will come up. Father, I want to thank you for Ruth, Lord, and I thank you for what she's pioneering down in Bermondsey, and her and the three that went with her. And God, we just ask for an increase, Lord, of what you're doing, an increase of your Spirit, an increase of your love, an increase of your power, an increase of your kingdom, Lord. And I thank you that she is a woman who is pioneering. And Lord, we say, use her to draw many people to your name in London and throughout the nations, in Jesus' name, and bless her family and the time that she's sort of given up to come here and bless us. Amen. God bless you.